Celebrating faith with an exclamation point. Tune in to Chris Ayotte Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 on WMUZ 103.5 The Light. Detroit made Bible strong.
You're listening to Chris Ayotte on WMUZ 103.5 The Light. Our next guest is a senior pastor of a church right here in East Point, which is St. Thomas Lutheran Church. And the mission of their ministry is to connect individuals to Jesus and to one another by educating minds, growing faith, and serving people. I want to welcome back to our program Pastor Mark Hetzner. How are you doing, Pastor Mark?
I'm doing well, Chris. How are you doing on this beautiful day?
You know, I'm doing well. I mean, every time I think, you know, we've kind of covered it and, you know, it's time to, like, take a little bit of a break. And, you know, with every passing day, I feel like it is an unfolding saga this year of 2020. Never a dull moment. And, you know, we appreciate what you're doing at the local level. And I know even the planning for reopening the church. Tell us a little bit first about your take on the events that have unfolded in the last week and how we as Christians can take a responsible position against injustice and pray for those who have been hurt and are in pain from this whole situation.
Well, you know, I was really enjoying the song you were playing just a minute ago, The Healing Hand of God. It really feels like that's what we, as God's people, need to find a way to be in all of this.
Amen. And that's what we're talking about today is healing. I just say the word healing, Pastor Mark, and I feel better. There is this sense that God has us in his hands. He does not give us more than we can bear. But I know a lot of people who, you know, have just been going through some very difficult times. Some of them are related to the pandemic. Some of them are related to jobs. Some of them are related to tensions. It could be personal tensions. It could be professional. And then we have the unrest. So I think people are shocked and trying to process what's going on television and trying to separate the good from the bad. There's just a lot going on. There's a lot of hurt out there, and I know God wants to meet everybody at their level and heal.
Yeah, you know, it feels like there's just an awful lot of pent-up emotion that with this stay at home, without being able to be in regular contact with people, that just needs to get out of people, vented somehow. And unfortunately, it's coming across in a very negative way because there's an awful lot of fear and anger and so many different emotions like that in people's lives.
Right. And, you know, I've heard from a couple of different angles, people were expecting, I guess, the Christian community or church leaders, even out of Minneapolis or Minnesota. And again, I don't know exactly what has been said there or who's sort of stepped up. I know we were reading yesterday about the Reverend Franklin Graham, who's called us all to pray for peace in this protesting time. And later in the program, I'll be giving some insights as to what the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. has said for all of us to keep in mind, Alveda King, through this process. Some are saying the church hasn't done enough or isn't making a voice in the midst of all of this chaotic noise and clutter. What do you think about that?
Well, in many ways, we can never do enough, which is just part of the reality because there's just so much to be done. In other ways, we just have to keep plugging away and doing what we can.
Right.
There's going to be hurts. There's going to be people who are going to hear our message and those who don't. But we can't shy away from those things. We certainly need to be around and acknowledge what is going on. When I read recently that our East Detroit police, there was a demonstration at our city hall, and our police force came out very casually, almost, you might say, and said, asked the protesters, "We need your help. We want to learn from you how we can do things better, what we can do better."
Wow. Look at that. Now, see, that's a point of connection that to me is positive. That is bearing fruit, constructive, you know, as we go forward. There's an understanding. There's communication. It doesn't have to all be on social media. It doesn't all have to be hate speech. It can be good. And that's what I appreciate in that spirit. In addition to, I would say, that spirit of connecting with people, Pastor Mark, what are some concrete ways you think the church can be more active than perhaps we have in this unfolding of the last week and a half? What can we be doing more of or do differently?
Well, I think praying is certainly a big thing, and being very public about that prayer, that's what we are doing, that we are praying for healing. I always think in the process, asking questions is vital, because that's where relationships are built. By really expressing our genuine concern, which was what I liked of what the East Detroit Police or East Point Police did so well.
Certainly
speaking words of the gospel and hope and addressing the issue. I know I'm going to be talking about it from the pulpit on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Those are probably some of the specific concrete things, and probably then not getting involved in the things that agitate or increase the tension or hostility.
Yeah, I agree with that. And you know what's interesting? I think that example of those police officers in East Detroit, I mean, what they were doing is they were asking questions of peaceful protesters, and then what do all of us have to do after we ask a question? We have to listen. We have to gain understanding. And my prayer, my hope, is that we as the church not only gain an understanding, but that we can take an active stance in building community and unity and love and understanding and a spirit of healing, not just within the church, but throughout our community, throughout our state of Michigan.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, I think not just in this, but that's a good illustration, but even in the whole pandemic, well, we just need to keep learning, which is what I've really been fascinated by during this whole stay home and stuff, is how we are almost, I talked to somebody today, we're kind of being forced to be creative, which unfortunately, I guess I, for one, needed to be. Mm-hmm. Get kind of used to of doing a pattern of things, and this has really helped me to start looking at a lot of things in different angles, and to be getting all kinds of suggestions and conversations about how we can touch lives in this very different day from when I first went into ministry.
Yeah, to quote the old rock and roll song, "Shake, Rattle, and Roll." We've had to respond. Well, we want to continue this conversation with Pastor Mark Hetzner of St. Thomas Lutheran Church. I know Pastor Mark is doing a lot with his service. And when we come back, we'll be asking him about what his church is preparing as they return to worship in person. Wow, there's a concept. It's been a while. And I know they've outlined some plans that we'll be talking with Pastor Mark and getting some other insights. You're listening to Chris Ayotte on WMUZ 103.5 The Light.
Intoxicated driver whose estimated speed at the time of the crash is 100 miles per hour swerves into another vehicle, forcing that vehicle into a tree, killing its driver.
The victim is a 28-year-old teacher earning less than $30,000 a year.
Despite defendant's claim that he and the deceased driver were drag racing, the matter is settled on the victim's behalf for $950,000.
Larger awards, more often.
Law firm for the victim's family, Goodwin and Shester.
Husband and wife were struck in their car by a school bus they claimed was backing up illegally down the street.
Though the vehicle damage was minor, wife nonetheless suffers a herniated disc, which further results in chronic back pain and day-to-day struggles.
The school system settles the case for $625,000.
The law firm for the husband and wife, Goodwin and Cheska.
Call Goodwin and Cheska, 1-888-GOODWIN. Win with Goodwin.
And folks, you know, Goodwin and Cheska have been with us since 1986, and they have been fighting for the legal rights of our listeners, and they're not about to let COVID-19 stop them. They're standing by to help you. So go to WMUZ.com/Goodwin. Again, that's WMUZ.com/Goodwin to start the conversation.
You take every single aspect of life and you view it through a biblical lens to see what God has to say about art, music, literature, science, politics, law, neighborhood, family, everything. In my opinion, you either have to say he's everything or he's nothing.
Timeless Truth from Chuck Colson
and 103.5 FM WMUZ The Light. Delivering inspiration that counts. Join Chris Ayotte, celebrating faith with an exclamation point. Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 on WMUZ 103.5 The Light. Detroit made, Bible strong.
He put that hunger in your heart. He put that fire in your soul. His love is the reason to keep on believing.
You're listening to Chris Ayotte on WMUZ 103.5 The Light. Our guest is Pastor Mark Hetzner of St. Thomas Lutheran Church here in East Point. And Pastor Mark, I mean, these are times of transition, and who would have known that we would have to be balancing the creativity that you spoke of earlier with all of the online services, with now sort of, I guess, stepping back into the in-person gathering. Tell us a little bit about, and I've been reading your letter here that you wrote to the St. Thomas Lutheran family. Lots of protocols here that will have to be garnered with some of the stay safe and safety procedures that I think are out there as it relates to the pandemic, and when you're planning to come back together.
Yeah. You know, we kind of started the process by expanding our virtual prayer ministry. In the last couple of weeks, we have added prayer partners after our online services where people can electronically connect in and have special prayers. And then last night, we had a virtual vigil that was a prayer vigil through a Zoom that anybody can join at 7:30 after we have a hymn sing-along with Tony, our ministry manager. And then over the weekend, was working with our board of directors to figure out how to start having small groups in our building. And so we got the protocol set up for that, for groups of 10 or less, how they're going to meet and what spaces we have in our building that are going to be ready for them. And then when Governor Whitmer spoke on Monday evening, he said, okay, that means we can start getting ready for people actually to be in church with us. And so I started working with our elders with emails and texts and things. And generally we have, before all of this, we had one service on Sundays at 9:30, followed by small groups afterward. We're going to start by having actually three services on Sunday at 8 o'clock, 9:30, and 11. That are going to be limited in size. So we're actually asking for reservations ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
I think actually we're going to have room for, we say, 75 people. That's going to be able us to spread out quite a bit. And then we're asking that they wear masks in entranceways, hallways, and restrooms. But then in the sanctuary themselves for worship, we're going to say that masks are optional,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to have designated seating so they are all spread around to keep everybody family units 6 feet apart.
And will you have singing as well during your worship time?
We will have singing.
All right, that's where I was going with that one.
Okay, we're not going to have our choir. The choir's on hold until the fall. We will have soloists and congregational singing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense. It sounds like you're taking, you know, a very responsible approach, yet you're just laying out some guidelines and probably are going to learn along the way. Do you anticipate, Pastor Mark, with everything that's been going on in terms of garnering attendance and viewers online, is your overall attendance, do you think, for both online and in person, going to be up? on the whole because of people perhaps being more open to faith?
I think it will, at least initially, and really a, probably a major challenge on our part will be how do we sustain that connection with people.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly have seen a lot of people worshiping online with us that were not really part of our constituency in the past.
Yeah.
And so that's been fun and exciting. And so we're really working right now on developing a strategy. How do we stay connected with them in different ways after this?
Right. And you're giving them a place, which I appreciate, because you're going to continue to broadcast on Facebook and your webpage. And I know my pastor in Plymouth was talking about the fact that, hey, you know, we have three different campuses, and before, you know, we were focused on the gatherings in each of those three locations, but now that we've gone online, we have people watching literally from all over the world, you know, who can't physically be there but can benefit from the worship service and from the messages and from the music. So for me, it's like God had this kind of figured out. It was like a net positive coming out of it where, my goodness, there will be more people engaged, I believe, mm-hmm. in most churches online and now in person once we're post-pandemic than before.
Yes, and, you know, again, it's getting people like me out of our old rut to say there's only one way to do this, but there's many different ways for individuals to be connected to Jesus and one another. Yeah.
Well, and you have an open mind, Pastor Mark, and I think that makes all the difference. And, you know, like my wife always says, you know, stay flexible, Christopher. And I'm trying my best. I really, really am. Well, with just about a minute and a half left, Pastor Mark, if I may, with your kind permission, would you please pray for all of our listeners during these uncertain, trying times?
Sure. Be happy to, Chris. Okay. Lord Jesus, we come to you on behalf of those this day who are hurting, those who are afraid, those who are angry. We know that we, as your people, fall far short of your expectations. We fall short of what we can really do to make an impact or to be your agents of impact in our world. But we also know that you have promised us your Holy Spirit. And so we pray this day that you would shower that Spirit of yours upon us as your people, that we might be agents of peace, of healing, of hope. Help us to listen. Help us to ask. Help us then to touch people as we can with your good news, that the racial strife, that the violence, that the ill will that is so prevalent might be slowly, in your good time and in your good ways, calmed, and that your kingdom and your light might shine in our world. Help us and all people to trust you, Lord Jesus, and to walk in your ways. In your name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to thank Pastor Mark Hetzner for being with us. And to learn more about St. Thomas Lutheran Church in East Point, simply go to their website at stl-eastpoint.org. Again, that's stl-eastpoint.org. And Pastor Mark, so when you start having the gatherings, are you planning for Sunday, June 14th, which I believe is Flag Day?
Yes, it is June 14th that we're going to start up. We figured this week would just be too quick to make sure we got all the details covered. So we said, let's wait till the 14th. Try to do it as right as we can.
Yeah, well, we appreciate what you're doing, and God bless you, your family, and your church, and all of your planning going forward, and we hope you come back.
Thank you. We'd be glad to, and I missed a joke this time, Chris. I was anticipating a joke.
Well, I was so focused on what you were saying, Pastor Mark. Next time, I'll remember the joke. All right, we appreciate you. God bless.
God bless you, Chris.
Thank you. You're listening to Chris Ayotte on WMUZ 103.5 The Light.
WMUZ FM HD1 Detroit. 103.5 The Light. Streaming online at WMUZ.com. Detroit made. Bible strong.